Hello and welcome to the next brand new podcast from Soulmate 2.0. Let me introduce myself. I'm Mikey. I'm a spiritual healer and mental and consciousness, let's say superconsciousness coach from Germany. But today's topic is womb, the womb space, the sacred, holy womb space. That amazing, healing, and intelligent and wise space women have in their bodies. What happens to our wombs during our life? We store a lot of emotions in there because it is even so the space for the sacral chakra. And those of you who practice yoga and practice Kundalini, practice Tantra, you know what the sacral chakra is standing for. So it is about emotions, about how we experience emotions and how we experience own emotions and emotions from others. And everything, the wisdom all around experiencing the own or other one's emotions is stored in the sacral chakra. And it is based on our very, very first experiences, even in the wombs of our mothers. So, what is happening to our sacral chakra when we are having intimate encounters, so-called sex, short form? What happens? Most of us start running a healing program because women are natural healers. We are born healers. We are natural healers, and all of us, consciously or subconsciously, have healing skills, and we use them more or less with awareness. Most of us are using the skills by being drained of other people with their problems, and we get lost in resolving problems all around ourselves, which has even other reasons more deeper. You can dive in that stuff when in my trainings, for example. We tend to heal and we tend to comfort others out of the need to be loved and to be not rejected. But this is another point. What I am going to teach you today is that our womb, that sacred holy space, is being abused consciously and subconsciously as dumping ground for the negative emotions, the negative feelings, the negative energies, negative trauma, negative memories of our intimate partners. Does it make sense to you? I think it makes a lot of sense. Lots of you remember encounters in the physical, like getting all his anger and how you hiddenly wish him to give you all his anger so that he is in a good mood. How often did you experience that in order to survive, in order to have peace in the family, in order to have a good relationship? How often did you victimize and sacrifice yourself just to be loved, or you think you be loved, just to be seen, just to be not cut off from the emotional source, and literally not to be cut off from source itself? So we do this, we do run this subconscious program because we are trained to do everything to be loved. So we rather accept someone's bad and often even mad energies just to not be left, just to not be cut off, just to be loved, and even often just to survive. Who has experienced abuse knows what I'm talking about. So that moment, even when we think we love someone, we are opening up to be his dumping ground. And now, more and more we awake spiritually, and more we experience that we are not coming to an end with releasing bad energies, bad emotions, issues, patterns, trauma, situations. And you find yourself in a circle of releasing, and doing, and working on yourself, doing self-care, doing self-love, doing this, doing that. And you don't know where all that anger comes from, because there is nothing more to release. There is nothing more where you can relate this anger to. So, my love, every sexual encounter you have had is being stored in your womb. And you can release that. You can release that. You can do that consciously. You can use a jade egg practice. You can use meditations. You can use yoga, kundalini. And you can use my wonderful and amazing workshops about womb cleansing. If you are interested, just hit me a message on info@meikehempel.com. meikehempel.com. Just send me a message, ask for information, and you will get the website link from me. So, what can you do by yourself? What can you do by yourself? For first, do meditation and yoga practice and try to keep your womb space sacred. Don't let everybody in order to be loved. Keep it sacred and have a look at somebody if he deserves to connect with you in that holy space. Because this is a really sacred and holy connection. And if it is being done by distorted intentions, like one is going to dump and the other is going to accept, then you are on the totally wrong track and you are going to make it worse. Many sorts of depression comes from that womb space that is not clean, that is full of other people's emotions. And more than the feelings and emotions and trauma from your direct sexual partners, you even get those from their sexual partners they have had in the past. So even their sacral chakra stores a lot. Even their sacral chakra stores a lot, and I'm going to make another podcast all around the masculine sexual sacral chakra dumping, let's say. And please don't start and judge men now for that, because most of them, 99.9%, don't know that this is happening. They just feel better after sex. And if you ask some men, what do you do to release stress or anger? They go in the red light quarter. They just go in the red light zone and they are looking for a quick sex encounter just to release their anger, to release their stress. So lots of men are using this consciously to release stress, but they don't know what is happening. And the woman that is accepting as a stressed and angry man in her bed is getting all his anger. You know the saying about after having an argument, the sex is better? Yes, because the man releases all his anger and you, by feeling guilty, accept all that crap from him. So this is what is actually happening. You are punishing yourself with that sex in order to feel better about the argument. And I could talk along about this for hours and hours and hours. But I think a podcast should not be longer than 10 minutes. So, lovely souls, if you are ever interested in my wonderful coachings and teachings, just go to Facebook and type Mental and Consciousness Coaching Meike Hempel, Meike Hempel. I love to see you there, and I love to get your feedback, and I wish you an amazing rest of the day. Bye bye. Thank you.